Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. Canada is investing $850 million towards the global fight against COVID-19. The money will go towards domestic and international research efforts. It will also go towards vaccine development through the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations and the World Health Organization's Solidarity Trial. The Prime Minister met with world leaders in a virtual summit Monday morning. The event was a pledge drive organized by the European Union. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
We all share a common goal, ending this pandemic. And Canada is stepping up to do its part. Canada's contribution of over $850 million for the global fight against COVID-19 includes investments in Canadian and international research. At home, we're providing funding for everything from the University of Saskatchewan's Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization for their work on vaccine development to Vancouver-based AbCellera for treatments. Right across the country, we're making sure that Canadians can keep leading. Our $850 million commitment also includes support for vaccine development through the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations and the WHO's Solidarity Trial that helps hospitals share information on treatments. The more we cooperate, the more likely that we find a cure and find it quickly. And that's something we all want to see.
On Sunday, the federal government announced a $240 million investment for online mental health care. Canadians will have better access to medical professionals and resources from home during the pandemic. In April, Wellness Together Canada was launched. The online platform has different mental health supports for Canadians. The Prime Minister said part of the money will be distributed to the provinces. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Over the last 4 months, Canada has faced challenge and heartbreak on a scale we could never have expected. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, that's understandable. If you need support, that's okay. In April, we launched Wellness Together Canada, a website where you can find people to talk to if you're in crisis. And today, we're taking another step forward. Our government is investing over $240 million to bring healthcare online. We're expanding existing online tools, creating new virtual platforms for mental health and for primary care.
More financial help is being offered to families through the Canada Child Benefit. For May, the federal government is boosting the CCB by $300 more per child. During the pandemic, the funding is being increased to help families with groceries, online education, and other needs. The Prime Minister made the announcement Sunday. Rapid COVID-19 testing devices have been recalled from across the country. The rapid and portable test was developed by Ottawa-based company Spartan Bioscience and approved by Health Canada on April 13th. Since then, 5,500 tests had been shipped to provincial and federal health agencies. In a press release, the company confirmed that it was advised of concerns regarding the proprietary swab for the testing device on May 1st. The company has voluntarily recalled the devices and will be performing additional clinical studies. Canada's Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Theresa Tam, confirmed on Sunday that the concerns are in the clinical setting. Dr. Theresa Tam.
And so while the Spartan system or the device performed very well in a laboratory setting and along the specifications that the manufacturer had provided, it was in the real-life setting, in the clinical setting, where it didn't perform well. And right now, it appears that it may be related to the preparatory swab that goes with the system. So I think what Health Canada is doing is to amend the authorized intended use to for research use only, so that more clinical validation can be done once the manufacturer adjusts its systems.
As of noon on May 4th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 59,844 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 3,766 deaths. Over 919,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for May 4th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The responsive sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.